Municipalities continue to come to grips with new BC government housing density legislation, including the potential costs of upgrading firefighting apparatus to protect high-rise and even mid-rise buildings. Small BC municipalities such as the District of Lanceville don't currently have four-story residential structures that may be mandated by new housing legislation, nor the apparatus to fight fires in them. Ladder trucks may have to be purchased to provide adequate fire protection services, but there's some uncertainty as far as funding sources. District of Lanceville Council suggests the funding could be raised through development cost charges levied by municipalities to pay for infrastructure needed to service new development. The province currently allows municipalities to use development charges to pay for firefighting facilities, but not explicitly firefighting apparatus. Lanceville Council, based on a resolution submitted by Count Jonathan Lerner earlier this year, wants the province to allow development charges to cover not just fire halls, but other large capital requirements. If it's purely brick and mortar fire halls, the problem is that many communities, like Lanceville, might only have one fire hall that gets replaced every 40 or 50 years. That's important, but there are some other expenses that get incurred along the way. The big one, of course, is fire trucks, Lerner said. Lanceville has a number of fire trucks, as do other small communities, and we replace them on a cycle, but anything four stories or higher is going to likely require a ladder truck. He said Lanceville can access mutual aid from Nanaimo Fire Rescue to fight fires, but would still need its own ladder truck, which carries a price tag of about $2 million, to ensure the fastest response to a fire. That's a lot of money for a community when $30,000 or so is about 1% of our budget, he said. One of Lanceville's fire trucks, Lerner said, is due for replacement in 2028. There's nothing wrong with development, but if it's going to encourage additional expense for the district, it's important that we try to find ways to offset that, the councillor said. Lanceville Council's resolution has been accepted by the Association of Vancouver Island and Coastal Communities Board for discussion, and Lerner hopes it will be adopted at the AVICC conference in Victoria this Friday through Sunday, April 12-14. This isn't the first time something like that has been brought up at the AVICC, but it was an honor to have it endorsed and I'm looking forward to advocating for it, he said. If a motion is adopted, it would likely be forwarded for consideration at the Union of BC Municipalities Convention in September. Read also, provinces' transit-oriented areas don't quite align with Nanaimo's city plan.